Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. If you're wondering what we share, who knows?
Know. Too much information, most likely.
So. It could be a little bit of anything. So, yeah. But today we're going to be trying our new flavors. We don't introduce new flavors very often, not new permanent flavors.
Yeah.
But we are introducing some new flavors.
And they just launched on Monday.
And people are excited
They've
about it.
They've gone pretty darn well. Pretty well. And on our VIP page, we gave away a full set of them. And we asked what flavor people were most excited about. And I think that chocolate orange was the winner.
I pulled a lot of chocolate orange, I know. Yeah. And I think it will be because then people try some like raspberry. You're like, well, how can that be different? I love chocolate raspberry. How can raspberry be so different? Mm-hmm. And it is so different.
It's so different. There's so many people who just don't care for chocolate flavored coffee too. Or fruit flavored coffee, you know. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we have Michigan cherry, which is our number one seller. Mm-hmm. And then black cherry, we felt like was a different profile. And it really has gained some market mm-hmm. share, I'll say.
What's funny is that we now have four cherry flavored coffees.
Cherry vanilla, chocolate cherry, black Michigan cherry, and black cherry.
Very good. Yeah.
Somebody, I think, ordered them all.
I love that.
Probably. Like, you love the cherry.
Oh, gross.
Was that a burp?
Was that a rock?
It was a burp.
These you little tiny caterpillars like to eat rocks in the parking lot.
Knock on wood, they've never thrown up yet.
Knock on wood that they never will in their entire life.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, they definitely, one of them, Duke didn't throw up. He threw up grass while you were gone.
Oh. A
bunch of it.
As long as you didn't have to deal with it, right?
He does. He eats a lot of grass. They're little goats.
They are.
So, well, I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And these are Duke and Daisy. They're our newest
office dogs.
Coffee Beanery family members.
Mm-hmm. And they love William. You've met Sir William on Live. Oh my goodness. He has to lay on the ground and they just jump on his head and he tries so calmly not to
like.
He
wants to just like smash them so bad. And he's like, and then Duke's just in his mouth. Like,
good morning,
totally
Patty. Good morning, Deborah.
Because he's like trying to play so
Duke wants to be his BFF and he has no idea that he's.
They're all puppies.
In danger, in peril danger.
Yeah. They're all puppies, smushed. But because Willie is so big, he's like their grandpa.
Yeah.
Maybe just their big brother.
And it's hard because he's such a puppy too. Yeah. And he gets so excited when he wants to play. But he can't really wrestle with you.
He's trying to be so gentle with them. It's pretty
he
sweet.
Is.
And they're clueless that they're in like smash danger.
Yeah, because if he steps on them, I mean, they die.
Yeah. Yeah, he outweighs them by like 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah.
They're just tiny.
She brought her a bone. She loves just gnawing fingers.
She does not gnaw on my fingers.
I think he's your dog. He just likes to be in your lap all the time.
Yeah, he's pretty attached to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sweetheart.
Oh, so
to
cute,
the point
sweetheart.
Where I just call Daisy over because she actually comes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Won't come. Duke really? Won't even say hi.
Oh,
he says
yeah,
hi
I think
once
she's
Daisy
my
says
person.
Hi.
Yeah. That's
it's
funny.
Nice to be a dog's person, isn't it?
You got cherry jello.
Good
today.
Morning, Bill.
Oh,
how was
cherry
your cherry jello?
Jello? Good. Ow. I'm still working on that butterscotch, I just gotta say.
Oh, that's Charles.
Oh, my new flavors arrived today. Ooh. Okay, well, we are gonna taste the new flavors
I'm excited
today.
For you.
Deborah, I wrote on your box yesterday. If you can read it, you get an extra point. I always laugh because I like to write on people's boxes when I see your names come across. And then I'm always like, what am I doing? They can't read this.
Yeah, she's not allowed to write notes
at
all.
No, not at all. Oh, it's salted caramel. Hi, Melinda. Lovely to see you today.
Oh, that's really yummy.
I do love our salted caramel. Okay.
I went to school with some Odegaards. I don't know if that's your real last name, but maybe you're related.
Are you talking about our books that have Odegaard in them?
Oh, Melinda Odegaard.
Oh, I was thinking about the Ivy Smoke books. That have Odegaard is like the designer, isn't that the name?
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, which one is this?
This one is raspberry.
Yeah. It smells slacky. So good.
So every time we do a raspberry, like a pure raspberry in one of our boxes, people just go crazy for it and just want the pure raspberry flavor. So our coffee of the month boxes have been a really good way for us to test the flavors and see what people like and what flavors they're gravitating towards. Oddly enough, we did a chocolate orange in our advent calendar last year, and that went over well. But then before that, we hadn't done an orange flavor since January 2022.
Yeah, that one Valentine's.
Okay, this raspberry is super good. It just and it's raspberry is such a different flavor profile than cherry
or strawberry.
I mean, because our packaging is close in color.
Yeah,
I think they should be more.
Yeah,
but it is definitely its own distinct flavor. I have a chocolate peanut butter banana or something. Mm-hmm. Too.
I already drank that's a whole what I got cup of that this morning.
Yeah,
that's delicious. What I have delicious.
This is just such a, like a pure good raspberry.
It's just if you want you want all the fruit, good morning. If you want all the fruit, it's just fruit in a cup.
Yes,
sweet girl.
So that's pretty. It's pretty amazing. And you might see our new ones have a little bit different design to them too, and the K cup boxes too.
Yeah, you can kind of see it on the label on the screen.
What did I pull? I pulled decaf chocolate fudge brownie yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, it has the new label."
I know, I did too. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like anything graphic-y and fun.
Yeah, especially when it's new.
Well, we are in the middle of changing all our boxes, so they'll all be white and color worthy.
We were doing the LTO coffees and some of the new flavors, and we were adding the little graphics to the outside, and we're like, I think we should change everything.
Yeah.
So Ashley's been very hard at work.
Yes.
And then some of them she brings to us and we're just like, it looks like weird things. Like that's not going to work.
Well, because she'll do like the clip on kind of something and you're like, that doesn't look like a pistachio. That looks like something kind of dirty.
Like coffee? Do you like coffee?
I appreciate that you think you have he has horrible handwriting. But you have, I don't know if you've seen Patty's.
Oh, Patty's is hard. It's tough.
If you ever get a box and it's written on, I did it. And especially if you can't read it, I also did it.
You should have been a doctor.
My kindergarten teacher told my mom that. She thought I would be a doctor because she couldn't read my handwriting. And it never got better.
Serial. Like a kidnapper. A serial killer. You need to be able to read the writing. That kind of defeat the purpose.
Well, I can write a ransom note, but they'll catch me because they'll just know. Like, because like if they'll like do a handwriting sample or analysis, I can't make it better. I tried. Remember the one
Houston
time?
Houston has really good writing.
I tried.
Branson used to write like orange. So small, like oh my gosh, like it just so small, so like you just can't even see it. You can't.
I have good handwriting if I try.
You do have nice handwriting.
But lately, I don't know. I'm just like scribbling so fast. I'm not even spelling things correctly. I'm just like half writing words. My brain is working faster than my hand.
I'm half cursive and half printing. Like I totally.
So we tell Lori now though that like she can't write cursive anymore because what we're coming to find out is that like the younger generation doesn't know how to read cursive.
I did write an encouraging note to someone here at work that was going through a difficult time. And he went up to my son and said, I can't read this.
Yeah.
It's in cursive.
Yeah. And we learned it.
They are teaching it again, though.
Are they?
At least in some schools, because Estelle is learning cursive.
Good.
Yes.
And so she could read.
Right. Well, the other thing is pretty close to it. They don't do the block thing anymore. They do like the curlies on it.
But like kids can't sign their names. Like there's signature.
They don't know how to do a signature. A signature to them is like a drawing. Like a learned drawing.
Oh, Sedona came to me, 15, and said, how do I sign my name? Do I just print it?
Right.
And I'm like, well, just kind of try to connect it.
You were able to join us.
I can't read an analog clock. Yeah.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
It was so funny. I actually just watched a TikTok, and it was a college professor, and he held up an analog clock, and he's like, all right, 10 seconds, give me the time. And they got something.
And they had like extra bonus. Most of them did not.
No. Nuts. Very few could read the clock.
Oh, it's like the
don't you remember
art.
Doing that? Like, I mean, in kindergarten or first grade or whatever, and that big clock, and you had to like move
but
the
they
things.
They don't have
and,
those. And right. The, you know, they do the clock thing, but that's all because none of the clocks are actually.
But
analog.
It was reinforced because we were looking at clocks all the time. Now kids are just looking at numbers.
So they're in our living room, we have the big analog clock, and we won't get rid of it because the kids are learning how to use it.
That's smart.
And it makes you wonder, like, what other, like, things we're going to stop teaching and kids are going to stop knowing, you know, it's kind of like a lost art. Yeah. Or what things that we never learned.
But with AI.
You know, yeah. Thinking. You know, things that we never learned. Like, obviously, I have rotary phones and things like that. They don't know what a rotary phone is.
But they don't,
you know,
need to.
But no. I never used a rotary phone.
Oh, you're missing out because you're like, oh, did
like,
I
go all the way over? But at a train station or something, are they, like, clocks or are they numbers? Because that's, like, yeah. They might need to know how to read a clock to know when their train is coming.
Or if the power goes out,
but
you know.
But they look at their phone. Right. Everybody will just look at their phone.
Mm-hmm. You saw that. That was a crazy video.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what video?
The professor's video where none of the kids could read the clock.
Yes. Oh, crazy.
That was crazy.
Learning cursive.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, now, my daughter is 8 also, and she is learning cursive.
That's good.
Man.
Because I do a hybrid of cursive.
Well, and then while she's learning cursive, it made me realize I don't remember how to do some of the letters, like Z. Mm-hmm. And then some of the Q's are kind of weird and something else. Like there's some weird ones that I'm like, oh, I don't remember this.
Well, and they do them differently now too.
Yeah. I wouldn't know that.
Yes, we did.
Well, it should look more like the.
Yeah. Especially the capital ones.
Yeah.
Like Q is, you know.
Well, and then the G thing.
Yeah.
And
the G is
the
really
S
weird.
Was really weird.
Yeah. It's kind of funny you guys say that because me and my, you know, we've got the phones that have like, you can write on the screen with the stylus. And so Lane and I sat and I was doing cursive letters and I was just writing the whole alphabet. And I'm like, oh man, like this is hard to remember these.
Yes, that's what we were doing.
He didn't really know all of them. You know, he kind of did. And it's just like, man, this is kind of crazy. It's like a lost art. Oh,
what's the matter?
By the way, did you guys know that Jennifer just had her 100th order yesterday?
I did know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I sent her a message on Facebook yesterday. She didn't think she was going to be able to join us, so it's lovely to see you.
So this is chocolate orange?
This is chocolate orange,
okay, this is delicious.
That's crazy.
I understand why people are going crazy about it.
It is delicious. Mm-hmm. It's always been delicious.
It is so really good.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of an orange
Z is the stupidest cursive letter. S is the capital Q.
The ones I think are stupid S's and Z's, for sure. I put them in
and the G.
Oh, she wants to play. That's what she's like.
On Instagram, I'm old and don't have TikTok. I just had to download TikTok.
I only have TikTok for work.
Test order our products.
Oh, that's funny. You could just use my phone.
I thought about it.
Yeah. We have the work phone somewhere. I don't know whose office it's in.
I can't do it though because I had to like make my personal TikTok to order and then cancel it.
What did Jennifer say? I see my name. That's all.
Laura, you said that right as I hit enter.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys going
to
go
crazy? I'm not a TikTok person either, to be honest. I just.
I'm only on it because we're advertising on TikTok.
Yeah, same. So I have to have it on my phone for social, but now that I can use it on desktop, it's easier too for me personally to upload videos and whatnot.
I just hate
Snapchat. I can bring Willie into play. Oh,
my goodness.
Have him knock off all the cups?
He can't be in here because we have cups, Logan, and he takes all the cups.
Can you imagine be like just
chocolate orange is good?
Everything.
Yeah
chocolate it's orange awesome. Is really, really
like I said, it's like an orange Tootsie Pop to me. Do you guys ever like Tootsie Pops? Those are one of my favorite candies.
Yeah, I love those. How many licks to get to this? Did you ever try to do that?
Yeah, then there's a dirty song that goes along with it. Sorry, I should have said that.
Yes, the chocolate oranges from Christmas.
Yeah, we had in our advent calendar.
We got them for the first time this Christmas because I didn't even know they were a thing. And I really liked them.
Hit them on a table. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they don't
hit
break.
What?
The chocolate oranges.
Well, they're not even like connected now.
Yeah. Oh, do they just open up and all fall apart?
They're all like individual pieces put together.
Oh, the prize ones or something?
No, they're not prizes, but it's like a solid chocolate orange.
That smells so good.
And then you hit it and then it goes into the wedges.
But now it's just like individual wedges. Like you don't even really have to break it.
Yeah.
At least the ones we got.
Oh.
Like nobody here has TikTok. Thanks, guys.
It's like the biscuit things.
Yeah.
You know, when you got to whack that biscuit.
What?
That when you've got this and you're supposed to put your thumb in it to break it open, you know, the little rolls.
No.
But then you just whack it.
The can of biscuits. No, I don't do that. I just hit it on the side of a table.
I know. I whack it.
Yeah.
It's just. I was thinking about whacking the chocolate oranges. Though.
I told Sedona. This it will be related, I promise, because the biscuits scare me. So Sedona was in driver's training and I made her pump gas. And I was like, wait, the scariest part is coming. And it's when the thing clicks and we jump every time. Every single time she goes, oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, that's like, funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. I made Lynn get out and pump the gas the other day, too. I'm like, ah, your driver's training now. You got to jump.
I don't see when it gets like where, because I know it's a 20-gallon tank or whatever. When it gets like 18, I unclick it and I pour it so it doesn't click.
Oh, really? No.
You do the auto-click thing?
I pin the thing.
Oh, cute. Jennifer, her IG is her name.
You're right, Mo. They probably are separate now because people are complaining.
You'll find her, and it's the same Snoopy too. I guess I'm giving it away, but it's easy to find.
You can influence me.
Yeah. And sometimes Patty posts our coffee too, so we appreciate that
very much.
What do you guys think of the chocolate?
Very much. I was really on a note of appreciation, which will sound corny, but. Yeah, I was really thinking about this the other day because I don't know if people realize, but in the coffee world, coffee companies are getting just nabbed up. So by big coffee companies that own all of the brands that you're familiar with, there are very, very few, I would say. Mm-hmm. You've got your indie coffee stores, which are, you know, just independent, like little ones, but there are very few coffee companies of our size that haven't been gobbled up by big people. Yeah. So as coffee prices increase, you know, obviously these big conglomerates get first choice and it just gets really, it's a very, very competitive environment. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate everybody that does support a small family company. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys, I mean, a lot of you probably realize that we are just a small family company, not part of a bigger conglomerate. Mm-hmm. But there aren't many of us left.
No. And people usually think that we're bigger than what we are because we have stores everywhere, but they're franchise owned, right?
Like Stumptown Pete's. I mean, they all are by this Keurig. They own Keurig.
Caribou.
They Caribou. Everybody, it's just, and they've had crazy growth because of that, you know, with private investors and being able to do that.
Being able to buy in that level of bulk is huge.
But we just really choose to keep it family and keep it. Yeah, I mean, and the Patties are family. Do you know what I mean? It's not just that your last name Shaw. It's just, but I was just thinking that I really appreciate it because obviously pricing and, you know, it's a specialty product. And we just really appreciate everybody that you do support a small family company. So
absolutely.
That's my little spiel of what was going on in my mind.
Jennifer, that is seriously impressive.
That means you have a good man in your life, I'm guessing.
I'm probably a good dad,
less than 50 times. Wow. Well, in New Jersey, it was illegal, remember?
Yeah.
For women to pump gas?
Nobody can.
On the East Coast, no one.
You can't. They have attendants.
I don't know.
Chuck, I feel like he pumped gas last time I was there, but
Tell me more.
Yeah, it used to be like it was, I don't know if it's like dangerous. I don't know if it's a liability thing, but they actually have gas attendants that come pump your gas.
Well, every now and then you see a crazy viral video of somebody smoking a cigarette or, you know, or they forget and they just drive off and drag the whole thing with them.
At the end of the street, somebody's smoking a cigarette, pumping gas. And I went in and I told, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but I told her and she like shut all the pumps off and she's like, you can't do that. Like, go away.
That was awesome that she did that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody did it. I was so angry. Deborah. We were at a, with the kids, a hay thing, like a hay obstacle. Like it was at harvest time and it was like in a barn and they'd made the hay barrels and come outside and somebody's sitting there smoking with the straw or the hay. And I'm just like, our kids are in this. Like,
these idiots walk among us, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. Like, crazy. Are you serious?
It was pretty crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
I think Oregon was that, too. You can't pump your own gas. That's crazy.
Oregon, I don't know. Oh, no. I think I'm Utah.
I'm perfectly capable of pumping my own gas. Thank you. Trust me, I'm not a feminist, but, you know, I can do it.
Oh, I like Kevin. Well, when it's cold out, I will do the little whine and be like, oh, my gas is almost empty and it's so cold. And
honestly,
I'll go get you gas.
At Christmas time, he's like, what can I do to help him? Like, honestly, my tank is empty and I know I'm not going to have time to go deal with
Please
it.
Please go get me. Oil changes, gas.
Yes. Well, and like my husband's love language is a service. So he's always like, and I appreciate that.
It is.
I like stuff like that.
When I think it is sometimes too, it is like the little things.
Oh, what is this?
I love it.
It's a chocolate shop in Connecticut. Yeah, go ahead. wrong chocolates. Yum.
At the end, she asked what was wrong. They were double dipped.
Oops.
More chocolate. We have a chocolate.
And I'm thinking of the cost of goods of that. Like, you double dipped it.
And then you put it on sale.
Yeah. Lori, like, I would have done a special double dipped.
Yeah. There's a chocolate factory called Sanders. And Lori and I went to it one time years ago. I can't remember why we were there. We were doing a partnership or something like that. And they had a whole oops part as well. But what was cool was, like, a retirement home pulled up, and I must have been like the day they put the candy out, because they swarmed that candy.
Oh yes.
And it's good chocolate
too. It is good chocolate.
I was like, all right, let's get some of that oops chocolate. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with oops chocolate.
Yeah, how can you really oops chocolate up,
right?
I don't know.
I mean, when they don't like cure it or whatever, right, it can get that like look to it that they don't like, but who cares?
Deborah said her husband is a server too. I like that. I like knowing your spouse's love language and your kids too, and like just knowing like how they give and receive love.
It helps a lot. And honestly, my husband and I have the exact opposite love languages, and it does help me just remember, like, he's showing me love. It's just not in the way I would rather. I mean, I shouldn't tell him this because it'd be easier. He could just tell me I'm beautiful every day and he wouldn't have to pump my gas or make dinner or do any of the other stuff. But I'll take both.
Yeah. My husband, he likes service both ways. You feel like independent. Take that as you like. I love that.
Oh, that's cute. But
my husband broke his arm a couple of weeks ago. And so, like, last night we had a seafood boil for my birthday. And I didn't realize he wasn't able to eat the crab. And so he was eating other food. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I went and got, like, the crab and cracked it for him. Because I'm like, that's really sad that he can't, like, crack his own crab.
But you know? Remember all those times that you had infants that you were caring for? And probably that didn't happen.
No, not as much. No. Not as much. I mean, he did all right.
I think that men, and well, probably women too, get more appreciative later in life, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think that.
Yeah.
And some of my favorite couples that we have, one of them celebrated their anniversary. I think they're on their third marriage each or something. But I just love that they just have lived through such horribleness that they so appreciate each other are so vocal about it. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really nice.
What's the matter?
Mo says she loves giving their broken chocolate babies a new home. You love to.
I love that.
Deborah says we have great men. That's sweet. I love that.
And good friends. We're really lucky that way.
Wow. The girls took me to lunch yesterday for my birthday. And I said, man, because we just get so busy that we used to go to lunch all the time.
We used to go to lunch all the time.
And we're like, man, we just need to spend more time, like, doing this. And we might even still sit down and talk about work, but we're still together. And we're, for the most part, together most of the day, too. But
We do. I mean, we'll sit there and gabbing all day.
Sometimes it's just nice to be around.
I thought about it.
Does anybody want any extra flavors?
I had a huge cup of coffee before I came in here,
I have had several, but I'm not done yet because I did not sleep good last night.
Some people might not know, but we are Michigan-based, and in the news, you know, something did happen in our community in Grand Blanc, which is very close to us.
It's Brittany's backyard, basically.
3 miles from my house.
Yeah, for me, it's about 20 minutes.
So, and it was just, I mean, our heart goes out to the community. It just, I know everybody in a small community, it's like when something you never think can happen happens in your community, it's just really sad.
September was a rough month for just, you know, volatileness in the world.
Yeah.
I'm ready for everybody to calm down.
Well, I just say love. At the end of the day, if we just show more love and kindness to each other, weird. I just keep going back to, as people, I think we have the same goals and want the same things. We want our kids to be safe. We want everybody to get the resources that they need, you know. And I just think there's two different ways to go about that. But if we could just come together, that it would make it a lot easier. That's all. Just as society and do our little parts and do our big parts. And,
absolutely.
But I've said this for so long. It's just that at the end of the day, love is the answer. And love and kindness and just having giving people grace.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah, it was really just awful. It was such a shock. And mm-hmm. we were going into a dance recital at a different high school in the area. So it was.
Yeah, they didn't lock you guys down or anything, did they? Mm-hmm. That's good.
No, it wasn't even mentioned. And I don't think that our director even maybe knew it mm-hmm. happened because she had been very busy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about to say anything, but I do appreciate Sedona's new dance studio because they do. She said a prayer before the recital. And I appreciate that.
Yeah,
personally. Agreed. I was like, we were sitting on the couch and we saw McClandish and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jason, like that's like.
So by close. Our house.
Right. Yeah. And he was thinking McWayne at first, which is like literally our street, basically. Mm-hmm. And then it was a couple streets over, but it was like just crazy.
No,
just,
really scary.
Yeah.
I had just gotten to Grand Rapids to watch Alex pitch and I was like, what is happening?
I know. Logan must have sent it to me or whatever. I sent it to you, or mm-hmm. Houston, and I sent it to you right away.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't know where you guys were.
Well, at first they said the lockdown. So we were like, okay, you know, lock the doors and see what's going on. And then it was like, okay, there's no immediate threat.
By the time I saw it, they had taken care of everything.
So there wasn't,
Most of them, I'm a bridge person.
Yeah, then the schools were calling and I know they were debating, like the schools right next to it closed. Ours didn't close, mm-hmm. but they did mm-hmm. send out a message. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of extra
and then the whole other discussion is how much you talk to your kids That's what we were talking about yesterday. Just
what do we tell the kids?
Trying to keep your kids innocent because mm-hmm. you don't want them to live in a fearful place. Too,
we told them there was a fire and there was a bad guy, but that was the end of it. I don't want my kids to walk through life feeling nervous or scared or
they already have enough to go through.
Well, and they're
friends, they're really little.
Our friend's house just burned down the day before, so it was like
the craziest thing though about I can't even tell it. I promise not to tell what happened last night.
Okay.
But they would never see it. You guys, I took the dog out last night. I'm whispering, like no one will know. I took the dog out last night, and there was huge lights next door in the through the trees at our next door neighbors. And I went over, and it's a big fire truck. And I'm like, "Hey, is everything okay?" All I could think of is they have a Tesla. Their Tesla's on fire in the garage.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, "Is everything okay?" They're like, "Yeah, it's fine." Well, Kevin just came barreling up, coming home from golf, and he runs over there, you know. And I'm like, "Kevin, like maybe they." Whatever. Do you know why the fire truck was there?
No.
Did you boil water too much?
Okay, these are some fit, like Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
Neighbors. And young. Like they are young. They are just adorable. They are fit, like they do CrossFit and crazy stuff. So, and cute little kids. Like they're just an adorable little family. He went out on the roof to fix his cable or something. And he couldn't get down. So the fire people had to come.
And carry him like fire.
And get the big ladders and stuff.
Did he climb down the ladder by himself?
I don't know. I didn't see it. They were hoping that the fire engine would be gone by the time he's like, I saw the light go on over there. I knew I wasn't going to get away with it.
Oh, well, I will say though, because we have the racks here and sometimes I've climbed up into them and then you look out and you're like,
he said his little babies were down there and he's just like, I can't have them. Like if I get hurt or something. Oof. And and he's like, he said the bad part is he said when I was young, I'm like, I think he's like 30 when I was young.
He's not. He's like 25.
Yeah. No, he's 26. Houston's age. Houston said he's his age or a little bit younger than him. When I was young, 32. I did roofs. Gross. And I'm like, who called 911? You or your wife? He's like, well, wife.
Because I left my phone inside.
So you live in Connecticut. Oh, that was just so horrific.
When Sandy Hook happened, Britain, she brought all these papers.
They asked for snowflakes.
Yeah, because they were going to, like,
when the kids went back into school, they wanted it to be like a winter wonderland, or something.
Britain figured out how to make these giant snowflakes.
We made yeah. huge. Boxes we had a we, huge snowflakes. They were three. They were. We got this colorful paper. We yeah. like spent a lot of time making these snowflakes yeah. and putting them together. And then we sent huge pallets, boxes.
Huge boxes.
Yeah. And remember, we saw the pictures. And we saw some of our snowflakes.
I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember. I'm surprised I don't remember that. But that's cool because I always wondered if they used them. So I guess yep. they did.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, probably yeah. they were huge. They filled a lot of space. They took yeah. up a lot of space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a tough one.
But it was so nice that we felt like we could do something to yeah. help.
From anything. Being far.
And yeah. I think that's people's just like, what can I do to just give me something yeah. to do?
That, I think that's how people are feeling right now in our community. Like mm-hmm. there's just. You know, everybody's yeah. kind of reeling and doesn't know what yeah. to do.
Sweetie. Right, you had a friend whose house something. Burned down over the weekend too, yeah. separately. And
that the community has just pulled Hello. Together for them.
What do you need?
I mean, just helping get you immediate clothes.
Yeah,
and
when I come here,
I went through my house and like found all sorts of stuff because a lot of times I buy, you know, Sam's Club, Costco in bulk or whatever. So it's like I have an extra Ooh, hairspray growling. In the cupboard or yeah. extra whatever. And I'm like. I have a straightener that I don't use because I have a different one. Yeah. She was just so grateful yeah. for everything.
It's things like that, you know, that you don't think about.
But what about the fire? The funniest thing happened. I mean, oh my gosh. Think these people are like, I love them so much. Ugh. So they're, the wife is.
Oh, maybe Sam, was there just three?
They're yeah. getting ready okay. for their youngest, their 5-year-old's birthday party. Okay. So she's, you know, cleaning the house. They're getting coolers, tables, okay. whatever. She lights a wax warmer or she plugs in a wax warmer and she notices like a minute later that it went out. And so she's looking at the bulb and she's like, that's weird. She's like, but I can smell burning, but this isn't going. Something's weird is going on. So she ends up looking down in their basement and just sees flames.
Oh, my God.
So scary. She called her husband in from outside who proceeded to go into the basement. Unplug the dehumidifier that lit on fire and he tries to like throw it into the middle of the room and it blew up on him
like a bomb.
So their basement is now on fire. There's soot coming everywhere through the house. The fire department comes and they're dealing with stuff. While the fire department is still there, people start showing up for this birthday party. Because they were like trying to call some people, but they didn't have everybody's numbers, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Because there's new preschool friends or yeah. whatever. Like they just put invitations out. Well, the food was all in the garage. I think it's a detached garage fridge.
Yeah.
So they start filling up the coolers with ice and they get the food out.
They have a party.
They have the birthday party.
While
before the fire department's even left, they're like, oh, well.
Might as well just still have the party.
Don't let the food those go to waste.
Those are some rock stars.
For real, though.
I mean, I can see
the reality is, what are you going to do? Like, yeah. there's nothing you can do at this yeah. point.
I don't know, sit and cry for a minute.
You yeah. know, having a party in the ashes of your home.
I think, she was an EMT and, like, in insurance for a while. So yeah. she's, like, been through this with yeah. other people. Like, yeah. she knew whatever main person on the fire department, she was supposed to be off because it was her daughter's homecoming and she heard the call and saw who it was and came in and stuff. So like they knew yeah. kind of everybody. It just how crazy to that just be like, crazy. Oh, we're going to continue this party.
Have our party. Yeah. I mean,
the show must go on.
Hats off to them. That's yeah. some pretty calm under pressure people.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
You're going to get a hotel room that night and you're going to kind of deal with it. Tomorrow yeah,
get in a sob circle
and I'm sure
that's probably tough. To be surrounded by people. I know that when the kids were all little, we were redoing our entire floors of our house, and so we had all the furniture stacked in half of it, and then our plan was to do that floor and then put the furniture on the other half and do the other half. He wasn't even to the other half and he started feeling weird, like tingly yeah. and just odd. And it turned out that he like was almost like paralyzed. He had Guillain-Barré. And I was beside myself. It was just a lot. And our friends came. The women brought food, the guys, and they finished our floor because my parents were coming the next week too. And they all finished our floor for us. And it was just such a blessing.
Yeah.
because Kevin couldn't do anything for like 9 months.
Yeah, he was out for a while. I'd never heard of that until you guys told me about that.
It's pretty rare.
And it was crazy. And what's awesome is that he's like, for the most part, pretty good and healthy now.
He does have nerve issues.
Yeah, but you know, still, like I remember when he told me that story, it was like pretty early on me working here. And you know, Kevin's a jokester. So when every time Kevin tells me a story, like when he told me you were pregnant, I think he's lying.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Yeah. What?
It really hit me because London was just a baby at the time. Mm-hmm. And she said she went to a friend's house and they didn't have stairs. Oh. And she's like, oh, that's good because their dad can't fall down their stairs.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, because her dad had trouble going down our stairs. Oh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, from a little baby.
That's heartbreaking. Oh, Deborah, your dad had that too. Your dad that's crazy.
It is scary. I mean, I kept telling him it's 100% recovery. It's 100% recovery. Like, because you feel, I mean, people have to go on iron lungs. A lot of people within 3 days have to go on iron lungs because you're body just shuts down. It went to his shoulders. His trunk stayed fine, probably because he's just so muscly and strong.
Man,
it's very, very, very scary.
That is rough.
I know you want to play.
Mo said that she lives in a small town, so they have a volunteer fire department.
Oh my gosh.
At some point, I think every guy in town was a fireman.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
That is crazy. Yeah, the fireman is like, well, we've been down this road before. It was the same guy that came when Dad had his. And the guy said, you have? And he's like, it was a medical issue. I can't tell you. They can tell you.
were there.
I was like, you guys got here quick. They were within minutes.
That's what the family with the fire said. They got there super quick. But unfortunately, it was kind of too quick because insurance said it would have been better off.
If it just
going
well,
to the ground.
Did you see
you need to go
that
potty?
The is Michigan that State Police got to the church within 32 seconds?
Well, I feel like that area, particularly being by the hospital, I see them circling all the time around that area.
What a godsend, though. Like, my gosh, like how many lives were saved because they got there that quick?
Well, it's hard to know if they were at the church, too.
Yeah.
It might have been there.
They said they had 100 FBI agents, like, on the scene.
Oh, it was,
like,
it was crazy.
It was nothing.
Sirens.
And we're, you know, just living our life in you know, the Flint, Michigan area going, where did all these federal agents come from, you know?
Yeah. And we're like seeing them fly down the roads and the smoke.
I was 2 hours away when all that was going down. So I did not know, but it was definitely.
But on a happy note.
Yeah.
Oh, you're.
He's yelling at you.
He's wheezing.
Oh, he's yelling at you.
What?
Oh, those eyes.
We'll go potty.
Yeah. What's your happy note?
Good.
Try out the new coffees. Yes, they're delicious. Yes. I think they're all delightfully different from anything we have and each other. So
what we have to decide next is when we're going to drop the Dubai chocolate.
Or when we're going to drop the butterscotch pudding.
Well, we haven't even decided on that yet. Dubai chocolate we have made.
Just saying.
Yeah. I guess.
That could be my.
She's voting for that.
That was rude.
He keeps
I was
it.
Petting her and he yelled at me. Like, I was like, oh, hi, sweet girl. And he goes,
my one pug will beat up the other pug if you pet him. You have to pet him in private. I'm not even kidding.
A little sibling rivalry. Yeah.
Last night, Teddy was getting attention from my oldest son and she was not okay with that.
You guys are understate, please. Man, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That makes response times hard.
Yeah,
sure.
It sure does.
Oh, that is really hard.
Small town living.
All right, well, you guys have a wonderful week. They are so cute. Their personalities crack me.
Yeah.
They're funny.
And toasted marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
We had a meeting about that, Deborah, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
we had a meeting about that.
We did.
And by the meeting, I meant after we turned the camera off last week, I said, hey, we should do this. And they're like, okay.
Was I there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you still had to approve the email I sent you last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. There's just one caveat I forgot about.
Okay.
That we need to talk about.
And that is the flavors for next year in our boxes.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great week and thank you for chatting with us.
Yes.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.